Thank you, Mr.
Sorry.
Oh no, I rather enjoy the sport.
Probably I need to refresh my mind and let me switch to another language. Merci Madame la Présidente. Le tableau 1 contenu dans le document de travail qui est le document 06-29-29B partie 1 est en fait une tabulation pour monitorer le progrès fait par la Commission et ses organes subsidiaires qui s'occupaient du suivi des recommandations issues de l'évaluation du Codex Alimentarius et les travaux de l'EFA de l'OMS concernant la normalisation alimentaire qui a été entreprise en 2002. Voilà, Madame la Présidente, 38 propositions qui ont été approuvées par la Commission en 2003 se trouvent dans ce tableau. Et je voudrais inviter la Commission de noter que pour la plupart des propositions, l'état de progrès est passé à l'état déjà mis en œuvre. Quasiment la totalité des propositions ont été déjà actées par la Commission. En faisant cette introduction, j'aimerais attirer l'attention des délégués à l'item 34 concernant la détermination de consensus. Au cours du débat par le comité exécutif la semaine dernière, le membre pour l'Asie a soulevé le point pour préciser que le travail est en fait en cours au sein du comité des principes généraux, qui est d'ailleurs noté par le note de bas de page numéro 8 du document, ainsi que dans les paragraphes 80 et 81 du rapport du comité exécutif de sa 58e session. Donc, la décision de ne pas entreprendre à temps actuel un nouveau morceau de travail est toujours valable, mais en même temps, le comité des principes généraux s'est saisi de regarder la proposition qui sera de nouveau débattue à sa prochaine session en avril 2007. La commission devrait vraiment féliciter la commission de sa diligence à laquelle elle a réussi à mise en œuvre ces nombreuses propositions approuvées par la Commission en 2003, et c'est grâce à une grande partie au fait que le pays hôte du Comité des principes généraux ont accepté durant 2 années de organiser 2 sessions par année de ce comité et qui s'est chargé de la mise en œuvre de nombreuses propositions faites par la Commission, ainsi que le rythme auquel la Commission s'est réunie, autrement dit annuellement, pour valider les recommandations issues du CCGP, parce que la plupart des recommandations ont été non seulement liées les uns les autres, mais aussi qui devaient être mises en œuvre de façon séquentielle. Donc j'aimerais vraiment souligner ce point, à ce que la Commission a vraiment réussi à mettre en œuvre quasiment la totalité des recommandations. Voilà, ça c'est l'introduction du tableau 1 dans l'annexe de ce document. Merci Madame la Présidente.
Thank you Dr. Mugishima. Are there any comments from the Commission on the items tabulated in Table 1, the 38 items tabulated in Table 1? Mexico, please.
Gracias, señora Presidenta. Únicamente para preguntar si, como consecuencia del comentario hecho por el Comité Coordinador para Asia en el Comité Ejecutivo, se enmendará el pie de página o el texto que aparece en la propuesta 34 actualmente, para hacer la referencia al reporte de la última reunión del Comité de Principios Generales. Es únicamente una solicitud de aclaración.
Thank you for your question, Mexico. And may I ask Malaysia, is your question on the same point or a different one?
Okay, Madam Chair, it's on a different point.
Say again, please.
It's on a different point.
Okay. Then India, is your comment on the same point? No? Okay. Then I would like to ask the delegation of France, perhaps, for any clarification that you can offer on this particular point made by India, the representative from Asia, and a comment by originally in the Executive Committee and raised in this commission by Mexico. Thank you, France.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. En fait, nous ne sommes pas sûrs d'avoir bien compris la question du Mexique. Il nous semblait que le paragraphe 81 du rapport du comité exécutif établissait clairement quelles avaient été donc les conclusions du comité sur les principes généraux. Donc, que souhaite-t-on ajouter de plus ? Nous ne comprenons pas. Merci.
Thank you, France, for further clarification. Then I will turn to the Secretariat.
The current document, thank you, Madam Chair. The Secretariat always updates this table. This is a living document to keep track of the progress made. Of course, when we present the next version of the document to the Executive Committee and the Commission, the most current status will be put in the second column, so that if any progress will be made by the next session of CCGP or any new decision is taken on this point, that will be reflected in describing the status of point 34. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Miyagishima. I hope this explanation can satisfy the questions that have been raised on this point, and I see Mexico nodding. Okay, thank you. I will quickly turn to Malaysia. We need to keep in mind, please, a short time allowed for this discussion of this item, so all commentators, please be succinct. Thank you. Malaysia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for indulgence. I'm referring to agenda item 34. I'm not too sure whether that's quite correctly reflected in the proposal in Table 1, whether it has to take into account the decision made at the Executive Committee where it has been decided that it is not just not to agree to new work, but the discussion is still ongoing at the CCGP. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. This is, in fact, the question we were just discussing, and that I had hoped Dr. Miyagishima's comment clarified to the point that in the next version of this table, the update will clearly document the status as it stands now, and that is now currently documented and memorialized in paragraphs 80 and 81 of the Executive Committee report. But the next version of this table will bring the matter up to date. Thank you, Malaysia. India, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Indeed, the Secretary's clarification does bring the picture up to date. But I would also draw your attention that the same issue came up in the subsequent meetings of CAC. Paragraph 31 of the report of the 27th CAC and paragraph 125 of the 28th CAC. So perhaps it's necessary to make that correlation that it's been discussed in two CACs, and this is a follow-up on that.
India, thank you for calling the attention of the Commission to these points and the attention of the Secretariat, and they will take up attention to those points in subsequent versions. Thank you. Finland, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Our comments are of general nature. The member states of the European Community highly appreciate the work that has been carried out until now on the implementation of the proposal endorsed by the 26th session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. We especially recognize the key supporting role of the Executive Committee as regards its contribution to the management tasks and the important supporting role of the Codex Committee on General Principles to take a large number of proposed actions, including revisions of the procedure manual. We are of the opinion that the following directions of improvement should be pursued. The first one is to strengthen the advisory role of the Executive Committee in keeping the Codex work tailored to the needs of its members. The second one is to strengthen the resources of the Codex Secretariat to provide to the Executive Committee with strategic proposals based on thorough analysis. And the third one is to continue modernizing the procedural manual with the assistance of General Principles Committee. In particular, the relations between the committees and the general committees are described in the procedural manual, but few guidance is given for the relations between general committees. Consistency in guidance would strengthen the management of Codex. And finally, Madam Chair, I would like to raise problems about the scientific advice in Codex. We wish to express our deep concern regarding financial problems encountered by the joint FAO-WHO expert committees and consultations. It seems that this problem mainly originates in the financial contribution from WHO. In this regard, we recognize the newly established mechanism called Global Initiative for Food Safety Scientific Advice and wait for that results. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Finland, and your comments on behalf of the European Community. This is clearly an important point, and I thank the Commission for maintaining a relatively quick discussion of this item so that perhaps we have time to discuss this in more detail later on in our agenda, because I agree with you, we all agree with you, this is a critical matter before this Commission. Thank you.
Can I take up a table to break?
Yeah, we can do. Let's turn our attention to Table 2, and Dr. Miyagishima will summarize very quickly, and I hope we can have extremely short interventions, if any, on this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In fact, I will be very brief. The first item in Table 2 is about the acceptance procedures, and as I reported to the Commission under Item 3, with the adoption of the amendments to the Codex Statutes, indeed, the abolition of the acceptance procedures has been completed. It has been completed. On Item 2 and Item 3, the Commission has taken a decision equally under Item 3 and adopted amendments, but the work will continue on Item 3, and there was a request from India and Malaysia to continue to discuss the matter of guide to the consideration standards at Step 8, so therefore there will be a discussion at the next session of CCGP on the second item. And Madam Chair, the number, item number 4 will again be the subject of discussion at the next session of the General Principles Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Miyagishima. Are there any comments to make from the Commission other than to thank the host country of the CCGP, France, on behalf of all of us sitting here, for their hard work, which has enabled so many of these items to be implemented at this date? Thank you, France, on behalf of all of us. Are there any other comments? I see no flags. I then conclude the noting and the approval of the committee, endorsement of the committee of the work that has been done, and proposals to take certain items forward into the future, and appreciation for the host country for CCGP. Thank you very much, delegates. I believe we are now at the next point of our important procedural matter in this commission. Thank you for your attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to start by really thanking my colleagues, the officers of the Commission, the three vice chairs, for giving me a breathing moment, and also for ably handling the agenda items they have handled, and in so doing, being able to make up for the time that we were so concerned that we had lost during the first 1.5 days. So could we please clap for them? Thank you very much, and we appreciate the problems we have switching between Madam Chair, Chairperson, Chairman, but again, this is a very special group of officers as there's a real gender balance in the composition. With that tone, then I wish to give the floor to the Secretary. Please, Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I reminded the Commission, the meeting for two times this morning, at this point of time, we shall proceed with the determination of the presence of a quorum. So I would kindly ask the delegations to remain seated and ask the head of delegation to turn on your country flag so that my colleagues can count the number of the delegations present. Thank you.
Secretary, please, if you can give us the outcome of the counting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have 88 countries present. However, as I explained yesterday, this is just a preliminary assessment of quorum. We need to reassess the presence of quorum after voting has been completed by adding the number of votes cast in favor and the number of votes cast against the proposal. Therefore, if there are countries that would not vote, for instance, because of leaving the room in coming minutes, or the countries abstaining, those numbers will be excluded, and we may lose quorum. So, be vigilant. Now, Mr. Chairman, I reformulate my proposal to you I made on Monday, that the Commission agrees to express its opinion, its approval on these three amendments en bloc. That is to say, the amendments to Rule 3, amendments to Rule 4, and amendments to Rule 5 that are contained in Appendix 1 to document Arinom 06/29/4. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, and I wish the concurrence of the Commission that we make the amendments in block, as has been described by the Secretary. Say no flag, then Secretary, then the amendments will be done in block. And can we proceed, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, we have to decide to start the voting. The voting will be conducted in accordance with the FAO rules in place, which as provided for in the rules of procedure. In the FAO rules, amendments to the rules of procedure needs to be conducted by a roll call vote. I will announce the name of the country in an alphabetical order, and the country whose name is called is invited to provide your vote orally by opening the microphone by saying yes, no, or abstention. So you have three choices between yes, no, abstention. Well, you can say it in any of the languages of the Commission. At this point of time, I will ask the chairperson to pick one card from this book. Russian Federation. So we shall start the voting from the Russian Federation. And again, for this item, the European Community delegation has no competence, so its member states are supposed to vote. Let me start the voting with Russian Federation, but before starting the voting, let me propose that voting should not be interrupted at 12:30, at which time we will lose interpretations, because the operation is rather simple, and I will announce the country name in English only, but we hope that delegations could accept this arrangement that voting, if not completed by 12:30, should continue beyond 12:30.
I hope the Commission can agree with the suggestion from the Secretary. Thank you very much. It's accepted, Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now we shall proceed with the voting by roll call vote. Russian Federation.
Not here.
Not present. Rwanda. Not present.
No, it's present.
Sorry.
Oh, Rwanda is there.
Yes.
Would you open the microphone?
Yes.
And Rwanda?
Yes.
Rwanda, yes. Yes means in favor of the amendments. St. Kitts and Nevis. St. Kitts and Nevis. Absent. St. Lucia. Absent. St. Lucia, absent. St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Saint Vincent et Grenadines, absent. Samoa. Samoa.
Yes.
Samoa, yes. Saudi Arabia. Saudi
yes.
Arabia, yes. Saudi Arabia, yes.
Yes.
Senegal.
No.
Absent. Serbia. Serbia.
No.
Absent. Seychelles, Seychelles absent, Sierra Leone absent, Singapore,
yes,
Singapore, yes, Slovak Republic,
yes,
Slovak Republic, yes, Slovenia,
yes,
Slovenia, yes, Solomon Islands, Solomon Islands, not here, South Africa,
yes,
South Africa, yes, Spain,
si,
Spain, si, Sri Lanka,
I'm already in here,
Sri Lanka, absent, Sudan,
yes,
Sudan, yes, Suriname, Suriname, absent, Swaziland,
yes,
Swaziland, yes, Sweden,
yes,
Sweden, yes, Switzerland,
yes,
Switzerland, yes, Syrian Arab Republic,
no,
yes, 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 Syria, yes. I have to Arabic please for you. Thailand.
Yes.
Thailand, yes. Former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia.
Absent.
Absent. Togo.
Absent.
Absent. Tonga.
Absent.
Absent. Trinidad and Tobago. Absent. Tunisia.
None. Yes.
Yes, we. Tunisia, yes. Turkey.
Yes.
Turkey, yes. Uganda.
Yes.
Uganda, yes. Ukraine.
Yes.
Ukraine.
Yes.
Yes. United Arab Emirates.
Yes.
UAE, yes. United Kingdom.
Yes.
UK, yes. United Republic of Tanzania.
Yes.
Tanzania, yes. United States of America.
Yes.
USA, yes. Uruguay.
Si.
Uruguay, si. Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan, absent. Vanuatu. Absent. Venezuela. Venezuela, absent. Vietnam.
Yes.
Vietnam?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yemen?
Absent.
Absent. Zambia?
Absent.
Absent. Zimbabwe?
Absent.
Zimbabwe?
Absent.
Absent. Afghanistan?
Yes.
Afghanistan, yes. Albania. Albania, absent. Algeria.
Yes.
Algeria, yes. Thank you. Angola.
Angola, si.
Angola, Angola, si. Antigua and Barbuda.
Yes.
Antigua and Barbuda, yes. Argentina. Argentina, yes. Armenia.
Yes.
Armenia, yes. Australia.
Yes.
Australia, yes. Austria.
Yes.
Austria, yes. Bahamas. Bahamas, absent. Bahrain. Bahrain, absent. Bangladesh. Bangladesh, absent. Barbados.
Yes.
Barbados, yes. Belgium.
Yes.
Belgium, yes. Belize. Belize, absent. Is Belize absent? Benin.
Oui.
Benin, oui. Bhutan.
Yes.
Bhutan, yes. Bolivia. Bolivia, absent. Botswana.
Botswana, si.
Botswana, si. Brazil.
Yes.
Brazil, yes. Brunei Darussalam. Brunei, absent. Bulgaria.
Yes.
Bulgaria.
Yes.
Bulgaria, yes. Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso. Absent. Burkina, absent. Burundi.
Oui.
Burundi, oui. Cambodia.
Absent.
Cambodia, absent. Cameroon. Cameroon, absent. Canada.
Yes.
Canada, yes. Cape Verde. Cap Verde. Absent. Central African Republic. Central African Republic, absent. Chad. Chad, absent. Chile.
Si.
Chile, si. China.
Oui.
China, yes. Colombia.
Colombia, si.
Colombia, si. Republic of Congo. Republic of Congo. Absent. Cook Islands. Cook, yes. Islands.
Yes.
Cook.
Yes.
Cook Islands, yes. Sorry. Cook Islands, yes. Costa Rica.
Si.
Costa Rica, si. Côte d'Ivoire. Côte d'Ivoire. Absent. Croatia. Croatia, absent. Cuba.
Si.
Cuba, si. Cyprus.
Yes.
Cyprus, yes. Czech Republic.
Yes.
Czech Republic, yes. Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Absent. Democratic Republic of Congo.
Absent.
Denmark.
Yes.
Denmark, yes. Dominica.
Absent.
Dominica, absent. Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic, absent. Ecuador. Ecuador, absent. Egypt.
Yes.
Egypt, yes. Thank you. El Salvador. El Salvador.
Absent.
Equatorial Guinea. Equatorial Guinea, absent. Eritrea.
Yes.
Eritrea, yes. Estonia.
Yes.
Estonia, yes. Ethiopia.
Absent.
Ethiopia, absent. Fiji. Fiji, absent. Finland.
Yes.
Finland, yes. France.
Oui.
France, oui. Gabon. Gabon, absent. Gambia. Gambia, absent. Georgia. Georgia, absent. Germany.
Yes.
Germany, yes. Ghana.
Ghana, yes.
Ghana, yes. Greece.
Yes.
Greece, yes. Grenada. Grenada, absent. Guatemala.
Si.
Guatemala, si. Guinea.
Oui.
Guinea, oui. Guinea-Bissau. Guinea-Bissau, absent. Guyana. Guyana, absent. Haiti. Haiti, absent. Honduras.
Yes.
Honduras, yes. Hungary.
Yes.
Hungary, yes. Iceland.
Yes.
Iceland, yes. India.
Yes. Yes.
India, yes. Indonesia.
Yes.
Indonesia, yes. Islamic Republic of Iran.
Yes.
Iran, yes. Iraq.
Absent.
Iraq, absent. Ireland.
We.
Ireland, we. Israel.
Israel, absent.
Israel, absent. Italy.
We.
Italy, we. Jamaica. Jamaica, absent. Japan.
Yes.
Japan, yes. Jordan.
Yes.
Jordan, yes. Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan, absent. Kenya.
Yes.
Kenya, yes. Kiribati. Kiribati, absent. Kuwait. Kuwait, absent. Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan, absent. Lao People's Democratic Republic.
Yes.
Lao, yes. Latvia. Latvia, absent. Lebanon. Lebanon, absent. Lesotho.
Yes.
Lesotho, yes. Liberia, Liberia.
Absent.
Liberia, absent. Libyan Arabic Jamahiriya. Libya.
Absent.
Libya, absent. Lithuania.
Yes.
Lithuania, yes. Luxembourg. Luxembourg, absent. Madagascar. Madagascar, absent. Malawi. Malawi, absent. Malaysia.
Yes.
Malaysia, yes. Mali.
Oui.
Mali, oui. Malta. Malta, absent. Mauritania. Mauritania, absent. Mauritius absent. Mexico, sí. Federated States of Micronesia absent. Mongolia absent. Morocco.
Oui.
Morocco, oui. Mozambique. Mozambique absent. Myanmar absent. Namibia absent. Nepal absent. The Netherlands.
Yes.
Netherlands, yes. New Zealand.
Yes.
New Zealand, yes. Nicaragua. Nicaragua absent. Niger.
Yes.
Niger, oui, yes.
No, Nigeria.
Nigeria. I'm calling for Niger.
No, absent.
Niger, absent. Nigeria.
Yes.
Nigeria, yes. Norway.
Yes.
Norway, yes. Oman, absent. Pakistan, absent. Panama, absent. Papua New Guinea,
absent.
PNG, absent. Paraguay.
Sí.
Paraguay, sí. Peru.
Sí.
Peru, sí. The Philippines.
Yes.
Philippines, yes. Poland.
Yes.
Poland, yes. Portugal.
Sí.
Portugal, sí. Qatar.
Naam. Yes.
Qatar, yes. Republic of Korea.
Yes.
Republic of Korea,
yes. Yes.
Republic of Moldova. Moldova, absent. Romania. Romania, absent. The secretariat requests 2 minutes to count the vote.
Thank you.
Announcement from the secretary, please. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The number of votes cast, 89. The number of votes cast in favor of amendments, 89. The number of votes cast against the amendments, 0. Number of abstention, 0. Required 2/3 majority for the adoption of these amendments, 60. Mr. Chairman, the Commission has adopted the amendments to the rules of procedure as set out in Appendix
1.
In Appendix 1 to Document 06/29/4. Mr. Chairman, through you, I'd like to invite my colleague from the legal office to make some announcements. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Can I invite the legal counsel, please, to make the announcements?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the first observation I should like to make is that the amendments have been approved, as everybody has noticed, and it's, I think, one of the first times, or maybe the first time, that we had this quorum in Geneva in order to be able to adopt amendments to the rules of procedure. I wanted to make a very brief statement on the issue of the entering into force of the amendments and the implications in respect of the current members of the Executive Committee. This is an issue that some of the members may have in their minds. It is proposed, Mr. Chairman, and this is a situation of fact, that the amendments, which have now been adopted following approval by the Directors General, would come into force. So, and then they should apply to the elections that will be held in 2007. So the amendments that you have approved, it is proposed that they apply to the elections that will be held at the 30th session of the Commission in 2007. Another question, Mr. Chairman, is how one would decide in 2007 on the eligibility for election of the various members of the Executive Committee. And I recall that the various members of the Executive Committee are the chairperson, the vice-chairpersons, the members elected on a geographic basis, and the regional coordinators. Our proposal, Mr. Chairman, is that next year the Commission should, when electing the members of the Executive Committee, take into account so the new provisions, the spirit and purpose of the new provisions, and their content. The purpose of this new scheme that you have adopted now is that, assuming that the members are re-elected, and regardless of the frequency of sessions, either annual or biannual, the members would serve up to a maximum of 3 or 4 years, depending on the pattern of sessions. So what you have approved now is a system which allows for the members to be elected and re-elected up to 3 or 4 years, with an upper limit of 4 years. It is so proposed that this scheme should apply to the next elections, and therefore at the elections of 2007, I'm referring to the elections of 2007, the members having served in their respective positions for 3 years or more would not be eligible for re-election for the same position. So next year in 2007, the members which will have served already for 3 years or more in a particular position would not be re-elected for the same position. However, the members having served for less than this period of time, the members which would have served for less than this period of time would be eligible for re-election. And this solution would apply across the board to all categories of members of the Executive Committee, so the chairpersons, the vice-chairpersons, and the other members. I hope, Mr. Chairman, that my statement was sufficiently clear, but in any case I stand ready to provide any additional clarifications. In any case, this would be reflected in the report of this session in conjunction with the item concerning the amendments to the rules of procedure. Thank you.
Thank you, our legal counsel, and I hope it's clear to the Commission. WHO, I see a flag here, please, WHO.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to briefly mention to the meeting here, because we have sometimes in our discussions about trust fund and trust fund participation been alerted to the fact that since a lot of countries that participate with the trust fund support are only one person delegations, maybe it could cause problems in relation to getting quorum and things like that. I just wanted to let the meeting know that today, as was the case yesterday, 24 out of the 24 countries that were supported by the trust fund was here. So we had 100% participation in the meeting from the people who are supported by the trust fund. Just an information for you. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO, for that information. Seeing no any other flag, then I invite the Secretary for some comments. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
in my view, the explanation from the legal counsels was sufficient clear, but just for the sake of explanation, if we go with the advice from the legal advisors and take a very concrete example of our dear chairperson, he served for his first term from 2005 to 2006, and he was elected yesterday for his second term that starts at the end of present session and goes to the 2007 July Codex Commission. Under the new, because the new elections will be conducted under the new rules, Mr. Moshe, if he so wishes, can stand and request his third term. But if, in the event, he is elected for his third term, his term starting in 2007 will be counted as his third term and not as his first term, and the duration of offices he has occupied by 2007 will be taken into account under the new rules. So this is one example of applying the newly adopted rules of procedures in conjunction with the proposal from the legal advisor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification again. And it's good I saved as a guinea pig, and maybe that will also apply to the other officers of the Commission. And from the explanation from our legal advisors and the explanation from the Secretary, then the Commission has adopted their amendments, and we propose they'll come into force in as soon as they're approved by the Directors General of FAO and the WHO, and we shall start applying them in the 30th session of the Commission in 2007. And Secretary, further information, but the amendments are being adopted. Thank you. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before the Commission leaves the item 3, I would like to briefly come back to the document 06/29/4 addendum 1, which set up the consequential amendments to the procedural manual that are necessary to take account of the disparition of CCFAC and the creation of CCFA, Committee on Food Additives, and CCCF, Committee on Contaminants in Food. We have noted an intervention from Finland yesterday that the delegation wishes to postpone the taking into consideration of those consequential amendments until the new terms of reference would be considered by the respective committees. However, the conclusion of the Commission was not crystal clear at this point. Mr. Chairman, in regard to, for instance, the first table in Annex 1 of the document, we definitely need to change the Codex document reference from CXFAC to CXFA and CXCF, and we cannot postpone the application of these amendments until a later date. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, while noting the statement made by Finland, I would request the Commission to consider the adoption of these subsequent amendments to the procedure manual, with the understanding that if at a later date there arises need to come back to the issue, it is open to the Commission to reconsider the matter. Thank you.
And I hope the Commission can agree to adopt these consequential amendments. Thank you. Then the amendments are made and adopted. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The nominations for the vice chairpersons were closed 35 minutes ago, and by that time the secretariat received three nomination papers, each of them bearing one name of candidate. Three candidates nominated are Dr. Karen Halbach from the United States, Ms. Noraini Osman from Malaysia, and Mr. Wim van Eck from the Netherlands. Since the number of candidates correspond to the number of offices, positions available, I would suggest that the Commission elect these three candidates as vice chairpersons, start serving from the end of the present session until the end of the next session by acclamation. Mr. Chairman, may I switch to housekeeping announcements? First of all, a list of participants of this meeting is available at the document desk for your correction. Please go to the document desk and check the list of participants, whether your name, address, contacts are correctly recorded, and if not, please leave your corrections at the document desk on the ground floor. The results, the outcome of two in-session working groups that worked last night, one on the terms of reference of a proposed task force on quick frozen foods, and the other which worked on the terms of reference of the proposed Codex Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance, are ready, they are being distributed as two LIM documents. So delegates are invited to grasp a copy of each of these documents and study them during the lunchtime so that we can save the time in the discussion this afternoon. Mr. Chairman, there is an announcement from FAO and WHO. There will be a meeting of the Bureau of the FAO-WHO Regional Food Safety Conference for Africa that will start immediately after this session in room 15. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And with those announcements, I wish to close this session, morning session, and I hope to see you at exactly 2:30 for our afternoon session. Thank you.